We continue our learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Moshe ben Yaakov ben Vinichos Elio. We are in Bava Basra, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. The Torah says in Bar Midbar Perek of Zayin Ish Ki Amus Uvein Ein Lo Uvahara Temes Nachal Asto Levito. Then passes away, he doesn't have a son, so then the daughter is going to be Yorish, is going to inherit it. In Ein Lo Bas, and if there's no daughter, so then it goes to the brothers. Achim doesn't have any brothers. To his father's brothers. It goes to some relative. Keep going up. And the Mishnah is going to discuss, this Perek is going to discuss the laws of Yerusha. Mishnah Aleph says like this. Yesh no chalin uman chilim. We're going to discuss four categories of people, and one is, the first category are relatives, krovim, who are yoresh one another. That's what it means, no chalin. Man chilim really means they're no chalim zezeh, they inherit one another. They inherit one from the other and one to the other, as we will see. That's one category. We'll give examples of that soon. Veish no chalin velo man chilim. You have people who are yoresh, their relatives, but they can't bequeath to them. Man chilim ano no chalim. We have those who are moish, who are bequeathed to their relatives, but they themselves cannot be yoresh, cannot inherit. And lo nochalim, lo manchilim. And category number four are, even though they may be relative, they're not yorish one another. One is not yorish from one is not, and the other is not yorish from them. One can't bequeath, they can't bequeath one to the other. Okay, so the Mishnah here gives us the examples. Elu nochalim, manchilim. These are the ones who are nochil one another. They are nochil, they inherit one from the other, they inherit and they bequeath. Who is that? Ha'av es habanim. The father to the sons, v'habanim esav, and the sons to the father. So what does that mean? So let's start with the beginning. Ha'av esabanim. If the sons pass away and they don't leave any children of their own, their father is going to be yorish them. And the pasuk says, ish ki amus uvein ein lo, v'ha'avar tem es nachala so levito. Now that says, it sounds like it goes to the daughter. So what does that mean? So v'ha'avar tem means it passes and doesn't say unisatem. Why is that? Because there's someone else who is hinted to in the pasuk that is fit to be yoresh the son, which is the father. All it's saying is that if there is a daughter, so then it's going to go to the daughter. It's almost like it goes for if there's no son to inherit, so then it'll go to the father. Now it'll go from the father to the daughter. So that's what it means. If there's a daughter, so then yes, the father won't inherit. It'll go to the daughter. But if there are brothers, it's still the father is the one to be yoresh before the rest. So someone passes away and he has brothers. So his father will be yoresh him before the brothers, but the father won't be yoresh before the daughter. That's what it means. V'ha'avartem, we're going to allow the Yerusha to pass from the father to the daughter, meaning the daughter will get before the father. So someone passes away. If he has a son, the son is yoresh. If there's no son, the daughter is yoresh. But if there's no daughter, it goes to the father, and only then it would go to the deceased brothers if there's no father. So the point of the Mishnah here is that we see that a father is going to be yoresh from his son in the absence, if the son doesn't have a son, or any people in that generation going down the chain, which we'll talk about, and there's no daughter, so the father is yoresh the son. So that, and v'habanim esav. And of course, as we know, this is the most common example of Yerusha. If the father passes away, his sons are yorishim, as the pasuk says, ish ki amus uvein ein lo. But if there is a son, uvein ein lo, so then it says v'harat v'zachlos levito. Then it goes to the daughter. But of course, if there is a son, so obviously that implies that the son is going to be yorish, and therefore we see that the av and the bein are nochlim zezeh. That's what it means. Elu nochlim anachilim ha'av es abanim v'abanim es ha'av. It goes in both directions. The son is yoresh your father, and a father, if the son passed away, is yoresh the son. Then the Mishnah says, who else are in this first category of nochalim umanchilim? They inherit one from the other. V'ha'achin min ha'av. And the brothers from the father's side. A person passes away, didn't leave any children. but his father's not alive either. So then his brothers from his father, the one who passed away, the deceased brothers, will be Yoresh. If there's no father, will be Yoresh from their brother who passed away. So let's say, for example, you have Reuven and Yosef were the sons of Yaakov. So they are going to be Yoresh one another, even though they're not from the same mother. We know Reuven and Yosef were not the same mother. But as the pasuk says, in Ein Lo Bas Unisatem Es Nachal Asol LaAchiv, that's only Achim and Ahav. But not Achim min Aim, because the pasuk says Mishpachto v'yarasho. So Mishpachto teaches us, we learn Mishpacha in general is Mishpachas Av Kruya Mishpacha, and Mishpachas Aim is not Kruya Mishpacha. And therefore, if it's Mishpachto v'yarasho, so Mishpachto by definition means the brothers from the father. So Achim min Av are Yoresh one to the other. So they're also in that first category. So it's Av and Banim are in the first category, and Achim and Av are in the first category, where they Yoresh one another. Now, so all of these are Nochalim Umanchilim. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'ish Esimo. So now we go into category number two. These are people who we'll see are Nochel, do inherit, but don't bequeath, in the sense that the other side is not going to be Yoresh from this side that's able to inherit. So what does that mean? Ha'isha simo means a son is Yoresh's mother, as the pasuk says, v'chol bas Yoresh's nachalami matos b'nei Yisrael. So the pasuk in Bamim Lamed Vav, the end of Sefer Bamidbar, says, every daughter who's Yoresh the nachala from matos, from the tribes of b'nei Yisrael. So the Gemara wants to know, how is a bas going to be Yoreshes to Matos? It says, Bas is Yoreshes Nachala mi Matos b'nei Israel, from two tribes. How do you have such a thing? So it must be like this. Her father was from one Shevet, and her mother was from another Shevet. And they died, and she was Yoresh from them. So here you have someone who's Yoreshes to Matos, two tribes. And since it says, mi Matos, so what we do is we make a hekesh comparison between the mater of the mother and the mater of the father to say the following. Just like the mater, the tribe of the father, what's the rule? The bain is kodim labas. The son inherits before the daughter. If there's a son, the daughter doesn't inherit. The daughter only inherits if there's no son and no one in the son's generations that follow him. Af mata ha'aim, a bain called the bas, Gemara says. So too, when it comes to the mother's tribe, the son is going to inherit before the daughter, which means the following. You're talking about a case, let's say, where the girl's father was from Shevet Reuven, and the mother was from Shevet Shimon. They didn't have any children. They didn't have any sons, rather. They had just a daughter. And this daughter has, once again, a father from Shevet Reuven, a mother, let's say, from Shevet Shimon. In this case, she's going to be Yoresh then. But if they had a son, so the son is going to be Yoresh. So that's all from that one pasuk. V'chol bas Yoreshes nachalam mimatos b'nei Yisrael. So matos means two tribes. It must be speaking about someone whose mother was from one tribe, father was one tribe, mother from another tribe. But that's only speaking about a daughter because it mentions bas, but we learn that the bas and the bain rules are the same. Okay, so at the end of the day, what do we see? That the son is going to be Yoresh from these two matos. So this is where we learn that a man is Yoresh his mother. Daughter is also Yoresh the mother, but the man is Yoresh the mother, and not only his father, but he's Yoresh the mother as well. And that's learned from the word matos. And v'ha'ish, and we'll see in a moment, though, that it doesn't work the other way, which means that a mother is not going to be Yoresh from her son. If the son died, that does not go to the mother. And that's why this only goes in one direction. It's nochalim, but v'lo manchilim. Well, who else is in this category? V'ha'ish es ishto. This is a baal is Yoresh's wife. Pasuk says, unisatem es nachal aso lishe'ero, v'yarasho sashe'ero, we know is a reference to a person's wife. So we see that baal is Yoresh's wife. And where do we see? So we learn from here that the pasuk says once again, "Unisatem es nachala so l'she'ero." Nachala so l'she'ero. She'ero means his wife. What is nachala so is going to his wife? I thought we were saying that the husband is the one who's Yerush's wife. So what we do is we take the vav from nachala so. So now we have nachalas, and we take the lamed from lisha ero. So we have now the word nachalas, and we have the word she'ero. And now I have a lamed and a vav, and we join them together. And now it's as if we have the word lo. And we're supposed to darsh in the pasuk, unisatem es nachalas she'ero lo. We give the na. So the pasuk really said, unisatem es nachalas so lisha'ero. We take the vav from nachalas so at the end, take the lamin from lisha'ero. And now I can read the pasuk as, unisatem es nachalas she'ero lo. So of course, as many examples, we have traditions and try to find, let's say, hints for them in the pasuk. This is one of those. So what does it mean? The nachala of she'ero, his wife, his lo, goes to him, that extra word. And some say husband only is Yorish's wife midirabbanan. It's not from this pasuk at all. This is an asmachta. It's a support for another pasuk because it's not really din d'oraisa. Bottom line is a man is Yorish's wife. So far, a man is Yorish's mother. A man is Yorish's wife. Ubinei achayos. Not only that, but the sons of the sisters. It means that the sons of the sister of the mace of the deceased will be Yoresh the mace, if there aren't any closer relatives. So for example, the sons of Dina would be Yoresh Reuven. Dina is Reuven's sister. And if Reuven doesn't have any sons, and he doesn't have a father or a brother or a sister to Yorishin. So now, the sons of Dina are going to be Yoresh from their Bnei Achayos from their uncle. That's what from Reuven who passed away. So that's Bnei Dina will be Yoresh Reuven. That's what it means. Bnei Achayos. Had Dina been alive, so she would be Yoresh, her brother, as we know. But her sons are the Yoresh because of her. So all of these are in the category. On this list are, once again, a son, Yoresh the mother, and a husband, Yoresh the wife, and the nephews are Yoresh, the sons of the sister are Yoresh, their uncle, the sister's brother. All of these are nochlim, but velo manchilim, which means the son is not going to be morish to his mother. The son doesn't bequeath to the mother, which means if the son dies, his mother is not yoreshim. How do I know? The pasuk says, v'chol bas yoreshes nachala mimatos b'nei Yisrael. So what do we learn from there? Yoreshes shnei matos. If you remember, as I said before, that a daughter can be yoresh potentially two, and a son as well, two matos, the father and even the mother, the tribe of both, but it means she's shoreshes nachala mimatos. She can inherit two tribes, but cannot be morish to two matos. She cannot bequeath to two matos, to two tribes. Rather, who does she bequeath to? Only her, the mate of her father, which is another way of saying that a father is able to inherit from the children, from the daughter who passed away or the son who passed away, but the mother is not. And not only that, on this list, we said that a husband is Yoresh's wife, but Vena Baal Morish Lishto. Why isn't a husband Morish to his wife? Pasuk says, V'yarash Osa, he is Yoresh her, and she is not Yoresh him. And the Bnei Achayos, we said, although they inherit from their uncle, they are not Morish to their mother's brother. Why? Because their mother's brother, let's say in this case Reuven, why would he be coming to be Yoresh? only because of the power, only because of the mother, which is his sister. Well, if their mother, if the mother then herself can't be Yoresh, so obviously the uncle's not going to be, the brother's not going to be Yoresh either. So as because the son is not Morish to the mother. So take our example. We had the B'nai Dino. We said our Yoresh Reuven didn't. Reuven passed away, and Reuven's sister is Dina, and Reuven had no brothers, no sons, no whatever to be Yoresh. Okay, and Dina also passed away. So Dina's sons are going to be Yoresh from Reuven. But Reuven's not going to be Yoresh from Dina's sons. Why not? Because why are Dina's sons being Yoresh to begin with? Because of their mother Dina. Well, Dina herself wouldn't be Yoresh from her sons, and therefore Reuven, the brother, couldn't be Yoresh from Dina, because Dina herself wouldn't be able to be Yoresh from her sons if they passed away. So Reuven obviously is not going to be Yoresh from them, from his nephews, either if they pass away. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'isha es baneha, va'isha es ba'ala, va'cheha aim. Oh no, so wait, that second category, once again, are nochelim v'lo manchilim. They are nochel, yes, but can't bequeath to others. That's, once again, the son is Yoresh the mother, but doesn't go the opposite way. A man is Yoresh's wife, but not the other way. And the nephews, as well, Yoresh the uncle, the sons of the sister, but it doesn't go the other direction. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'isha es boneha, Va'isha es ba'ala, Va'cheya aim, Manchilim v'nolochlim. Here a case of people who are able to be manchil, but they are not able to be nochel. Now this sounds like the same thing. And according to many, this is really an extra statement, because this is just saying who can be manchil, can bequeath to others, but won't inherit from them. Well, that's exactly the mirror image of the whole of the previous list. Here, what does the Mishnah say? Her isha es banel. Yeah, a man is Yoresh's mother, but her isha es banel, is not Yoresh from her sons. Her isha es bala, she cannot, her husband can be Yoresh from her, she can't be a Yoresh from him. And vachei aim, and the brothers of the mother to be Yoresh, this is basically Reuven, and then it'd be his brothers, can be the Yoresh from Aim, from Dina, who from her sons. The answer is no. Manchilim v'lo nochalim, they bequeath to others, but they can't inherit themselves. And the last category is v'ha'achim in Aim. These are brothers from the mother, and they're not from the same father. Lo nochalim v'lo manchilim. This doesn't go. They're not nochil one another. They don't inherit one from the other. It always goes to the relatives of the father. Perek Ches Mishnah Beis Seder Nechalos Kachu. This is how inheritance works, and the Mishnah quotes the pasuk from Sefer Bamidbar. Ish ki amusu veinein lo. We learn from here, there's no son, then it goes to the daughter? Must be Bain Kodim Labas. Obviously, the son has precedence. V'chol yotz eirei choshel Bain Kodim Labas. This is a very important halacha when it comes to inheritance. It's not just the son. Any of the progeny, any of the children, grandchildren, great children, ad sof kol adoros. If the son has anyone in his family that yotzei yirecho, any of his offspring will come before the daughter. So there could be a great grandchild that came from the son. He's going to be yoreish before the daughter of the deceased. Then the Mishnah says, "Bas kodem es la'achin." The daughter, it takes precedence over the brothers of the deceased. Yotzei, so the daughter of the deceased takes precedence over the brothers of the deceased. Yotzei yirecha shel bas kodem la'achin, and the same thing. The yotzei yirecha, all of her offspring. If there's no son, but there's a daughter, so she could have a daughter's no longer alive. She has a great great grandchild. That great grandchild is going to be yoresh from the great great grandfather. Before any of the brothers of the mace or any of those family members will be able to be Yoresh. That's what it means. Yotze Yerecha, her offspring, Shelbas, Kodmin La'achin, come before the brothers. Achin, Kodmin La'acheyap. And if, let's say, no son and no daughter, so the brothers will, and the same thing is true, by the way, when it comes to when it comes to the father. Remember, we spoke about the father. If there's no daughter, the father would be Yoresh. We're assuming the father's not alive anymore. Achim kodmil achayav, and the brothers of the deceased are going to take precedence before the brothers of the father of the deceased. So, And if there are sisters, let's say, so the brothers take precedence over those. And once again, Yotze Yerechon Shel Achin Kodem L'Achayah. And if the brothers of the deceased have any offspring, any of those offspring, grandchildren, whatever it may be, will take precedence over the deceased's father's brothers. Zehaklal Kol HaKodem Banachala Yotze Yerechon Kodem. That's the way it works. Whoever comes first in inheritance, his offspring will also have priority over any other family members, even though they may be many generations later. And the Mishnah concludes, V'ha'av kodem l'chol yotzei d'reicho, and the father will take precedence before his offspring, which means, let's say the person who the deceased didn't leave any children, so he had no son, no daughter. So now the father of the deceased is the one who's going to inherit next, and he will take precedence over even the brothers of even before the sons, which means the deceased passed away. The person passed away. He has no sons. He has no daughters. So the father, he has brothers though, doesn't matter. The father is of the deceased is going to take precedence over the brothers of the deceased. That's what it means. And kol yotzei yerecho, any of those offspring that those brothers of the deceased may have, doesn't matter. The father takes precedence.